In John's Gospel, Jesus is presented as the eternal Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, who shared a glory with the Father from the very beginning, before the world began. But now, he is displaying his glory, revealing his glory in a human form. So the incarnation is God in human flesh, so that one could look on it and touch it and hear it and experience it in a human way, but it is no less than the very glory of God. Because as his gospel starts out, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in him and through him, everything came into being. So he is the author of life itself. He's the author of creation. He's the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. All things belong to him. But despite, or maybe in because of that glory that he had from the beginning and will always have, he has this ability to let go of it. He's so confident in it that he doesn't have to cling to it, doesn't have to claim it, doesn't have to worry about it or protect it. He's always giving it away. And so this passage we hear today is from his final discourse to the disciples after the Last Supper. And he's saying his farewell to them. And he's praying for them to the Father. And he asks that the Father glorify him in this one priestly act that he's going to do the next day, the cross. But he already knows that the cross is his glory. Nothing in all of creation, nothing in Jesus' earthly life glorifies God more than that priestly act of offering himself as the lamb of sacrifice to the Father's will and for the salvation of the world. That giving, that laying down of life, what greater love can one have than to lay down his life for his friends? That self-offering is the priestly act. He perfects all the sacrifices of the Old Covenant. He perfects the priestly act. The priestly act in the Old Covenant was always a man, just a man, not God, but just a man. And people would bring their offerings, and the priest would bless them and offer them on the altar, either burning them up or offering them as an incense offering with prayers. But it's always something outside of himself. There was never any really great personal cost to the priest. He was just doing what he was supposed to do. And Jesus perfects that by making himself the lamb. He's not offering something outside of himself. He's offering himself. And this is what glorifies God. This is what reveals who God is to the world. God is self-sacrificing love. God is love unto death. And death loses its power because of that. He rises from the dead, temporarily allowing death to conquer him so that he might conquer death once and for all, and not only for himself, but for primarily for you and me, so that death has lost its grip on the world. This is what we celebrate all through the Easter season, isn't it? The resurrection, the glory. And then Jesus says, I pray for them, Father, that they might be glorified in me and that I might be glorified in them. Imagine that. We are the glory of Christ. He is glorified in us. And we've been offered the opportunity to join in his self-sacrificing love, not to watch it. We gather here for the liturgy every Sunday, not to watch what happens on the altar, but to join what happens on the altar. Because Jesus is never saying to us, I'm God and you're not. Or, I'm going to the Father, but you can't come. It's always a beckoning. It's always an invitation into a sharing in divine life. If I am son, then you are daughters and sons. if I am glorified, then you are glorified in me and I am glorified in you. It's all an invitation to a share in divine life. Not to admire it, not to watch it from a distance, but to be drawn up into it. Well, for us humans, who aren't as self-confident as Jesus, for us humans who are, in a way, steeped in sin and controlled by sin and death, controlled by fear, controlled by our inability to manage our own existence, we are so fearful that to join him at the altar, other than being a ritual that we have become comfortable with, but to really think about what that really means, to lay down our lives, it's just beyond frightening. And we can't do it on our own. By our purely human effort, our willpower, our strength, it isn't possible. This is a divine act. But the miracle here is that we've been invited into that divine act. Not by our own power, but by grace. By his willing it, by his invitation. And it has nothing to do with our worthiness. It's not something we can earn or deserve or work toward. It's just pure gift, and that probably drives us crazier than anything else in this whole mystery. Because we can't control it, we can't determine it, we can't claim it. It's just gift. But since that gift has been given, it transforms us. It makes us into something we were not before. Powerful. Lovers. Lovers unto death, priests, self-sacrificing, with the ability to not protect ourselves anymore, but to let go, and to allow ourselves to be taken advantage of in this world, to allow ourselves to be trampled on and suffer. You know, in that second reading from the letter of Peter, rejoice when you have a chance to suffer for the name. Because this suffering isn't shame, this is glory. This is a sharing in the very glory of Christ. And because we've been transformed, we no longer suffer because of being criminals or because of being vicious or because of all the different things that Peter names. That's not the kind of suffering that we're talking about here. We're talking about the glorious suffering of the laying down of life. A sharing in the sufferings of Christ that brings salvation to the world. This is priestly activity. Priests connect the world to God and God to the world. Priests offer themselves for the salvation of the world. We lay ourselves on this altar this morning as a sacrificial offering, pleasing to the Father for the salvation of the world.